As soon as the first plane hit the World Trade Center on September 11th, mental health workers knew they had a big job ahead of them. They needed to help people get over the initial emotional trauma, and later there would be people who would develop chronic conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on efforts to help those people.
Psychologist Jack Saul is a trauma researcher who's now learning about it firsthand. He heads the International Trauma Studies Program at New York University. On the morning of September 11th, he dropped his two sons off at their grade school in Lower Manhattan.
And as I was coming home in my car, I heard the crash and then looked up and saw the debris.
Saul has done a lot of field work studying disaster survivors, most recently in Kosovo. His first thought was that now he was going to see things from the other side.
And now I'm going to have the experience of being a local with some of the maybe similar responses that we see in the Balkans and other places where there's a crisis.
He and others have studied victims of extreme emotional trauma. Bosnian women who've been raped, Vietnam veterans with flashbacks. Some have measurable changes in their brains and in their blood. And some have post-traumatic stress disorder, where months or years after their trauma, disturbing memories trigger physiologic changes like sweating or flushing. These people may drink or isolate themselves in an attempt to get away from the memories. Mental health workers like Saul knew some New Yorkers would develop PTSD, but every disaster is different, and they didn't know how many.
You know, we anticipated that large numbers of New Yorkers, particularly those in Lower Manhattan, were going to be impacted by the World Trade Center disaster.
Psychiatrist Neil Cohen is commissioner of the New York City Department of Health. Surveyors from his department questioned more than 400 people in Lower Manhattan in late October. They released the results earlier this month. They asked the residents 17 questions. Were they having nightmares? Trouble focusing? The results were higher than many estimates. Nearly 4 in 10 people had enough yeses to qualify as having PTSD. Again, Health Commissioner Neil Cohen.
We would expect as time goes on that 40% figure would diminish probably significantly. But at the end of the day, certainly there is a significant core number of people in those neighborhoods, as well as neighborhoods throughout New York City, that are continue to experience some very significant distress.
Psychologist Jack Saul says he thinks the questions may have been a little early for post-traumatic stress disorder. His neighbors were still under a lot of current stress because of dust in the air and the anthrax scare. But anyway, you counted, a large number of people were having trouble coping and will continue to do so. And Commissioner Cohen wants to make sure people who have PTSD can get counseling.
We know from studies that have been done that an intervention with crisis counseling and professional care can make a very significant difference.
But almost half the people in the survey who qualified as having PTSD said they didn't want counseling. Not surprising, since anything that reminds them of the trauma can trigger symptoms. Jack Saul, the trauma expert who lives near the World Trade Center site, says there are other options. He says he learned in Kosovo that just making sure people stay connected to others can be very helpful, and he sees that in his own neighborhood.
The most important way that people are coping now is engaging in activities which are promoting community building, like painting the school, helping with cleanup, helping with the transition back to the school.
There's plenty left to do and measure. Researchers at Mount Sinai Medical Center are conducting a study to determine the best kind of talk therapy for PTSD. Saul plans on doing periodic surveys of his community to see what's working. And the city of New York will continue running a counseling program and asking people in Lower Manhattan how they're doing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.